Well, I guess both sides agree that they want compromise. Both sides want the other side to compromise more. But politics really is the art of compromise and making sure that I think you've got a good result if neither side is completely happy, but both sides get something that they want. And as I was talking on the program, I think in the House, you've seen a fair amount of that compromise, at least on the budget. Leader Cross and Speaker Madigan came together. They agreed on what revenue should be for the state and then backed into that's how much money we have to spend on programs. And they had to make cuts. One of those places they cut was in Medicaid. They've cut in some other areas like the arts. You may not agree with all their decisions, but they were reached in a fairly bipartisan manner. I think you see example in the Senate of the other side of certain senators, and you've seen more and more of them get elected, who are more interested in catering to their primary voters, their more conservative voters, and have said, we don't want to compromise on anything. It's our way or the highway. And what you see, what you get when you have that kind of radical approach, that I'm not going to support anything, that I'm never going to compromise my principles, is you just get gridlock and you get nothing done. And I guess if you believe the government can't do anything for anyone, you might not appreciate that. But most of my constituents really believe the government has a role in society. And they don't think it's the answer to all of our problems, but the government can help out those and provide a hand up and to smooth out some of the problems in our society. And those are the people who are really hurt by this sort of my way or the highway approach.